Sorry, Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 21st of February, Vov Ador, Topshin Ayin Ches, Rabbi Ezra Hartman. Topical theme, what's the theme?
It's the Badim of the Kalim in the Mishkan.
The?
Badim, the poor.
The Badim of the Kalim of the Mishkan.
Shalom Aleichem, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. Today is my mother-in-law's yahrzeit, Rivka Bas Rav Chaim Eliezer, Shabbi Lului Nishmosa. I want to speak a little bit about the Badin. It's a point that's not very clear, and we'll try, as Hashem, to make it a bit clearer. Everyone's welcome to listen whenever they want, but it will be better if you have Chumashim in front of you, because we have several psukim to look at, and whatever. So there are four kelim in the Mishkan that have badim. We have it in the Oren, we have it in the Shulchan, and we have it in the two Mizbeachs, Mizbach Nechoshes and Mizbach HaZohar. But there's differences between them, which I would like to discuss. So if you open up your Chumash, our first one's in this week. We're in between Truma and Tetzava. We have some in Truma, some in Tetzava. We're a good time. Towards the beginning of Parashat Truma, it's Perek Chofei, Pasuk Yud Beis. A few psukim here. It says, V'yotzak Doloi, Perek Chofei, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'yotzak Doloi, Abba Taboi Zohar. You make rings of gold, four of them. V'nosato Al Abba Pamoisav, on four sides. Ushte, that vav is problematic. Posik yud beis. Chufei yud beis. Ushte tabois al tzaloi echos. Ushte tabois al tzaloi hashem. Rash is already bothered. What's the vav doing there? It's, what do you mean, ushte tabois? We're speaking about four, and you're telling me where to put them. What do we do with the vav? Says Rashi, it's as if it wasn't there. We explain it as if there was no vav. Or it's of those four, explaining where to put them. But Rashi learns that there were only tabois. Obviously, each bad needs two tabois. The sacha kol, two badim, and four tabois. That is Rashi's pshat here. Continues the pasuk yud gimel. Vosisa bade atzei shitim, you make badim, and you cover them v'tzipisa yisom zohar. Now here's the part that is what I want to discuss. Ve'veses abadim b'tabois, you should put the badim into the respective rings, outside is oren on the sides of the oren, lo says it's the oren bohem. The purpose of the tabois is for carrying the oren. People used to carry, the kohanim carried the oren. B'tabas oren, you are badim. Another pasuk, tesvav, in the tabois, you are badim, lo yosur mimenu. So we'll come back, and I want to first read the psukim, then ask the questions, but let's notice that there is a lav on the badim of the oren, specifically, of lo yosur mimenu, you're not supposed to remove them, and it warrants a separate pasuk. We had already in pasuk yudalit veveses abadim, and to bring down the lav, we bring pasuk tezvov. I will explain that. Bezrat Hashem. That is one kli, the oren. In the same parak, let's go to pasuk chovov. We're speaking about the shulchan. So in Pasuk Chavav is describing the tabois and the badim for the shulchan. V'osisa loy alba tabi zohar. Make four rings. V'nosata tabois, put the four rings on the four corners or the four sides. Asher la'arba raglav, over the legs. Lu'umas ha'mizgeres, tia tabois levatim. It's next to the mizgeret of the shulchan. You have tabois to hold batim, levatim levadim. And I want to stress, in Pasuk Chof Zayin, it says, Lo seis es ha-shulchan. The purpose of the badim is in order, they moved, the Mishkan, they had to move the shulchan. And it repeats that in the next Pasuk. Pasuk Chof Ches, Lo seis es ha-badim, atzei shitim. Till now we're discussing the tabois, now we're discussing the badim. V'tzipiso yisom zol, cover them with gold. And here again it says, V'nisa vom es ha-shulchan. The Shulchan will be carried by these Badim. Okay. That is Shulchan. Now let's go to Mizbach HaNechoshes. It's still in Parshas Truma. Perek Chof Zayin, Posuk Vov. Vosisa Badim HaMizbeach. We're talking about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. By the Mizbeach, you make Badim. And you cover them with nechoshes, like the mizbeach. And here it says, bring it in. Put in the badim into the taboys. But you are badim, they will be on the sides of the mizbeach. And again, it stresses, beseis oisoi. In every kli that we have badim, it mentions the purpose is to carry the kli. Beseis oisoi. There's more haoris here, but I don't want to go into it now. The Hemek Dover does. That here it says v'huvo, not in all of them, by the Oren and the Mizbeach, it says put it in. The other ones it doesn't say that. That's another Oren, another time. But let's move on. That was Parshas Truma. We go to our Parsha, looking in the Mizbeach Hazor, Perek Lamed, Posuk Dalet. So it's towards the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. It says, v'shtei taboizov tatzaloi mitachas lezeroi. Al shtei tzaloisa, tasa al shnei tzido. You make the taboys, and here it is. Vahoyo levatim. Those taboys hold. They're like the home levadim for the badim. Lo seis oisoi behema. Again, it stresses that the purpose of the badim is to carry. That's what it says on the mizbeach hazor. Okay. So what do we have? We have four kelim with badim. All of them are for carrying. In different forms, and in the Shulchan we have an added lav of lo yasu. Next to me in the Oren we have an added lav of lo yasu mimenu. Okay, now let's go to how it was done. Lemaisa, there's a more to gezak. I mean, the first figure how many times we beat this, but let's go to Vayakel. In we're talking about Bezalel's doing Bezalel's avoida. So the beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin. It describes how Bezalel made the Oren. Vayas Bezalel sa'oi atzei shitim. Amosayim v'chetzi orkoi v'amo v'chetzi chokboi v'amo v'chetzi kremosa. He made the Oren. By the way, everyone remembers the Baal HaTurim says that all the midis of the Oren are chatzi because he's supposed to be an onov. Vayitzaper uzov tov mibayit mechutz and he makes a zer. We'll come back to that later. Vayitzik lo arba tabois zov. He makes four. Alaba pabois. Again, you have that vav. According to Rashi, it's not anything different than it would have been without a vote. He makes the badim, and he covered them with gold. And here it says, what did Bezalel do? We need this pasuk. Pasuk hey, he brought them into the oren. That's what Bezalel did. Now, if you look in, let's keep going, now in Parshas Pekudei. First of all, Perek Lamed Tes, Posik, Perek Lamed Tes, Posik Lamed He, I think. It says, what the, from Revi there, from Amagim, it brings down what Kalim, what do they bring to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do the Melechus HaMishkan. So it says, one of the articles, or part of the articles that were brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, Posik Lamed He, as Aroin Ho'edus, Ves Badov, Ves Akapoiris. They brought him the Oren, they brought him the Badim, Pashtis separately, we'll soon see, Ves Akapoiris. That's what they brought, among other kings. Now let's see what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Let's go to Perek Mem. Posuk Chof. We're in Pashtis Pekudei. Now listen, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Vayikach vayitenus ha'edus elo Oren, Moshe Rabbeinu put the badim in before we learned that Bezalel did that. Now it says Moshe Rabbeinu did that. Vayitin is a kaparot and he covered it with the kaparot milamol. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And then he brought the mishka, vayovitz orin ala mishka, and he put the paroches and orin, kashet ziva Hashem is Moshe. So, in the spirit of Pesach, Tatech will like Fregen Fear Kashes. I have four questions. Number one, why is the Oren unique that it has lo yasur mimenu? Number two, going back to that pasuk of the Oren, as I mentioned, passing through, if you look at pasuk Yudal and pasuk Tevav, I mentioned it already. You're supposed to bring the badim to carry the Oren. And then we have an added lav. But one, we don't write psukim, obviously. But one could have expected that if you wanted to add a lav, Kosh Boko gave us a lav, in that pasuk, you could have said, Peveses abanim et abos atzaz orin, lo tesorin bohem, lo yosru mimenu. For us, that when on comes to noch a pasuk, shteyin pasuk, bet abos orin you abanim, again, then lo yosru mimenu. So this is two questions here. Why is there a lav? And why does it warrant a separate pasuk? Then we have two more questions. Similar. But one is, who put on the bottom on the oven? In Perek Lam and Zayin, we just learned, that was part of the top of the job of Bezalel. Bezalel put the bottom into the oven. On the other hand, we learn in Pasuk Mem, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Chav, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who put in the bottom. Look again. In Perek Lam and Zayin, it starts by Yach Bezalel's Oren. Vayas badal posike by Yovei Sabadim betavos al tzal sa'orin losi sa'orin. Bezalel was the one who put the badim in. Then we learned in Perek Mem, if I remember posik chof. It's speaking about what Moshe Rabbeinu did. The whole thing here is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayokam Moshe Samishkin. You start from Shishi. It's the avoid of Moshe. Vayosim Sabadim al oren. So here we have two questions. One. Who put on the bottom? Is it Bezalel or Moshe? And two, since it says Bezalel did it in Perek Mem, and then it says that Moshe Rabbeinu did it in Perek Mem, so as we say in English, obviously, it was off in between. If Bezalel put them in, and then Moshe put them in, they had to be out to be put in. And that's it. So the, and that's a lot of Lo Yosru Mimenu, yeah? Well, I'm getting there. You're on the way to Mashiach. Wait. But so now we get going in Mashiach. That's true. You have a good deal. I don't know the answer to that. But it says, the Pasuk says, Vayosim Sabadim Alon. You're right. It does not say putting it into that post. Maybe with what I'm saying, Ichob Gizot Ichob Fir Kash, you told me to finish. But Ken Zayn, that with what I say, might answer it. But let's wait and see. Yeah, but here it says that Mishkan geschleppt. Er hat reingelegt der Bad im Städtel.
Ja, ist das dir, weil Drasch ist bei vier Kunst gemacht.
Yeah, the Scheile is, was tut sich da? Wer hat das reingelegt? Is it Bezalel or Moshe? And if it was out in between, we have a lab der Reise. Das ist der Vierkatz. Again, why does the organ have a lab? Why does it need a separate pasuk? Why? Who brought it in, Bezalel or Moshe? And if it was out in between, we were over the lav. So there's a vote. Not lav. So first of all, it starts with Tosis and Yuma. Doesn't matter how. Tosis and Yuma suggests Dafayim Beis. You can look it up. Suggests to argue on Rashi that we learned at the beginning. That vov is very troublesome. So Tosis has a tzav and he's doing it for other reasons. That there were two sets of badim. It says, Ushte Tabois. Nochamon. Besides the previous four, there's another four. There were two sets of badim. Azoy Leon Toises. And Toises goes further. One set, and this is where you were going, was Lo Seisis Aaron, was to carry the Aaron. And one set was part of the Aaron. So, but Toises doesn't like that chat. Let me get to where I want to go. So, what I'm going to say now is a Hamek Dover with a little bit more Tosefes Bir, but the Vort is his. You look it up, he has more questions. Yeah? In the time allotted to us, that won't work. But he speaks about the Havol. I mentioned it in passing. Two Kalim have Havol, and one is Vehavi and one's Vehuva. He takes care of everything. but look it up. So the Hatzor is like this. The principle we're taking from Toshis. Toshis says that there were two sets of badim with different purposes. One was to carry, and one was part of the oven. And the lav is in the second one. That's what Toshis said. Says the Hamikdava, there was one set of badim. Like Hashem. There was one. But it had two purposes. The same set of badim, as we say in Brisk, has tzvei dinim. And it's this is a dream of every Brisket London, because you have enough psukim to go around that it's perfect. But anyway, always when you want to say tzedim, you need a mokim and psukim. We got plenty. So says the Emek Dova, there was one set of badim, multi, I don't know if multi is the right word in English for two, but dual purposes. One is, like in all the kin, we stressed it. Lo seisa shulchan, v'nisa boya shulchan, lo seisa oven. Let's go back to the psukim of that we started with in Truma. Pasuk Yudalit, ve'veishes abadim betabas al tzalis olin lo seisa olin b'hem. So one purpose is to carry, and thus is a zelbe as the other kelim. Look again. I don't want to go through the psukim again. You could. Each kli has v'nisa lo seis. You have to carry it when they move the mishkan. But on that, there's no lav lishlis in the middle. Just like we don't have it in the other ones. That purpose is very specific to carry. So you have it there when you carry. If you're not carrying, it's not, it says we've learned that Mishkan would be in one place for a while. So then you took out those. As far as that's concerned, according to it's a separate pair. You would take them out. But according to the Hamikdava, it wasn't, it served the purpose of carrying. But now there's another pasuk. This pasuk wants to tell us a lav. I asked before, one of my questions was, so why doesn't it say, Lo yasumi menu, and pasuk yudalit? Because that doesn't make sense. Then it would really be a steer to other kelim. Why only orim? Every kli has a need for badim to carry it. So why is the orim unique in the lav? That wouldn't make sense. But there's a tzvei tadin. Mamish gevaldik in the pasuk, what the Hamikdava says. B'tabay sa'orim, you are badim. This is not only to carry. It doesn't say the word carry here. It became part of the oven. Lord Suleiman, I think in Derech Machshava B'Sulan Agoda, but why is that part of the oven more than the other kli? Because the oven is Torah. And we have to be, I come from St. Louis. It's far away. Even in St. Louis you can learn Torah. So the Badim symbolizes that Torah is not limited to a specific place. Wherever you are, you can learn Torah. The badim are part of the oven. It's not only the means to carry. It's a carrying means, but they became part of the oven because the oven needs to be ready to be anywhere. That's actually, you can't zogin andrish, it's fine. But now we understood our first two questions were, why did the oven, why was it unique? Because it's a new din. It's not only loses. The oren, the badin, are part of the oren. And then that's why it says lo yasumi menu in the second pasuk about Shuma. Now let's go to Mitzrayim. Let's see what they did. Look carefully. If I suggest that they have Chumashim, let's see what they did. Let's go back to Perek Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin. What Mitzrayim did. Mitzrayim at the beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin in Parshas Vayakel. It's a murder dikazah. Says Posek Hey, what did Bezalel do? Vayove it's abadim bataboys. And again, the Emek Dov is busy with that. Vayove, Loshen Avo. Al tzal es ha'olim. Loses es ha'olim. Bezalel no geton ein. Fach. We did one thing. He did loses es ha'olim. We said there's two dinim. One is it's part of the organ. And one is losei sa'olim. Shteyin posuk v'sneat ketan. He did losei sa'olim. It's not stop. We'll see why in a moment. We go to Perek Mem. What Moshe Rabbeinu did. Yeah, let's see again. Perek Mem. Posukhov. Now listen to this. What shteyin posukhov? Vayika vayitin is a edus elohim. And then I elect the luchos into the oven. Till now was an empty oven. Bezal did not put the luchos into the oven. Look in the psukim. Doesn't give me the avod Moshe Rabbeinu. He put the luchos into the oven. By Yosef misabadim al oven. By Yitin zakapor sal oven milamala. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? And it doesn't say loses. Loses is given Bezal's avod. Moshe Rabbeinu put in the luchos ha'edus, and he made the badim. What Tosaf would have considered a second pair of badim, that would have been great. According to Tosaf, it's 2 cents, the chlal. But according to the Mikdovo, in Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who created the Tzveit Din, Posik Tezvov in Tuma, that you bring the badim into the oven, and it makes, it's a very mistabda. We said before, Agoda Dikbor, why is the oven have a lava, lo yasumi menu? Because it's holding Torah, and Torah is everywhere. When, excuse me, just 1 second, I'll give you a minute. When did it start holding Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't angle it. Vayikach, vayitin ha-sa'idus. Doesn't this give in for you? It wasn't there before. So Mamele, it said, what were our two questions? Who did it? Bezalel or Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer, both. Each one did. Bezalel created, it's state and posik, lost his soul. Moshe Shechet state and lost his soul. Moshe put in the Eidus, and from then on, so in other words, and what was our last question? If Bezalel put it in, and Moshe Rabbeinu put it in, so obviously it was out in between. What happened to the lav? Because the lav noch nicht umgeben. The lav didn't start yet. When is the lav? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's contribution, because he put the Eidus into the oven. Once you put the Eidus, from then on, heaped on the lav, but till then there was no lav. So we have an answer on all our four questions.
Why the Pesuk said Moshe ben Gush gemacht man ist am Mishkan Yorkam at
Hankelet? It's Gerangelet, yeah, that's not the list. Then at Ketong, putting, the Kumto is like this, the Badim were there through Bezalel, but their special meaning of becoming part of the organ, that happened only after Torah was put in, and that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Okay. That's what the, so those are the four questions on the bottom. I'm not coming to praise myself, but this is a good thing you can use, because Truma, Tetzaba, Vayakov, Kudai, you have something to say on four parashas with this. So anyway. Sorry?
You're stuck on Kisis.
Yeah, it's a problem. No, but you can say Kisis is Tzivishin di four parashas. So mainly it's good. But anyway.
The last pussy.
What? Yeah.
It's my last pussy before Shani on Timur. It says, Musatu al Uen es Uaidis.
That's right.
Asher Eten Elech.
Right.
Only when he will.
Only then. That's right. Very good. Very good. Anyway, maybe that's also would answer your question before, that Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik wasn't to put it into the badin, into the taboys. That was Bezalel's job. But Moshe Rabbeinu made it a chelik of the oven. Okay, I just want to maybe finish with a Dvar Agoda. I understand we're done at 9 o'clock, so we're done. But that was what I wanted to say. I've spoken here once, years ago. I may have said this point. But I don't remember. I may have said, because it's in these parashas. But I remember. Not about Badina, about Zer. Zer is like a crown. And if you look in the parashas carefully, there were three Zer. There was a Zer in Parashas Truma on the Arun. And one second. Let's go back. The pasuk says in pasuk yud aleph, perek chofei pasuk yud aleph, it says, "Vasisa olav zer zov sovim," that you put a zer, it's like a crown going around the olav. Then in the shulchan, it's in the same, a few pasukim later, pasuk chof dalet, "Vetzipi so isoy zov tov, vasisa olav zer zov sovim." Just 1 second. In Mizbach Hazov of this week's parsha, Tetzaveh, it says that Tzipis Etzov Tor Es Gagor Es Kiroish Of Sovim, Vosisaloi Zer Zol Sovim. So we have three Zer. Zok the Gemara in Yuma, it's on Dach Ayin Bet, on the base. Shtek the Gemara in Yuma, Shloisha Zer Gemen. One is in the Oren, one is in the Shulchan, and one is in the Mizbeach. You have to look at that Gemara, then look at it now. Rashi there explains that the three Zerim are connected to three Ksorim, crowns. There's Keser Torah, that's symbolized by the Zer of Oren. There's Keser Melucha, and that's symbolized by wealth of the Shulchan. And there's Keser Kohuna, and that's in the Mizbeach, because the Koyanim did avoid it. That's what it says. Shtein Gemara. Says Rashi, referring to the Mishnah, you know, that there's three Ksorim, and the most important one is Keser Torah. But it says they're interesting. Look it up. It says in the Gemara, the Lashon is the Keser Kohuna is for Bnei Aaron. It's limited. Only a person without a Kohen doesn't have Keser Kohuna. The Keser Malchus, you have to be Beis David. Someone who's not based on it doesn't have Keser Malchus. But the Keser Torah appears to be unconditional. It doesn't matter your yichis, garnish. Kol ha-roitze yoha v'yito. That's Lashon HaGemara. So I once heard from a big Rosh Yeshiva, and he said the following. In his way, he said, it's a mistake to think that the first two ksogim have a condition and the third one has no condition. What does it mean? Kohuna, you have to be a Kohen. And Malchus, you have to be based on it. And Kohen, there's no connected nine. No. Kol ha-roitze, yovoi v'yito. Without vilna, you have to want. And I just would like to compliment the people who are coming here, Keseder, to learn your Mekayim kol ha-roitze, and we should be taking zeichet to all three ksavim because b'mehera b'yomeinu.